specialized process with dedicated foam service installers. I've worked with Heritage for over 27 years. As a trainer and as a coach, today my goal is to help my team become experts at whatever they do. Experts with our products, experts with our codes, all geared towards helping the customer.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball anytime, anywhere with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch every game live all season long. Plus, stream the best of the Savannah Bananas, emerging fight sports, and high-stakes poker to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No subscription.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Another Harrisburg Senators radio broadcast tonight from Delta Dental Stadium in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. It's game four of a six-game series between your Harrisburg Senators and the AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. The Senators have won two of the first three games of this series in interplay tonight, 6-6, while New Hampshire is 4-5. It's been a gorgeous day today, no clouds at all and warmer. And now in the last hour, tons of clouds, wind, and it's cooled off, though it is much warmer by leaps and bounds than it has been the last 3 days. And expecting, as long as it doesn't rain, some warm weather tonight. Well, the Senators certainly playing better baseball, whether it's the weather or not the weather, but after dropping their first three games to Erie, the Senators are 6-3 in their last nine games. And tonight they have Seth Schumann on the mound. And a win tonight means they will at least equal this series. And he is opposed by C.J. Van Eyck for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Along with Kobe Martin, who you'll hear from in the postgame show tonight. He'll have the postgame show. I'm Terry Byram. We'll bring you all the action. All right. Here is time for a break, and I'll be back with the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, let's take a look at tonight's Zero Day Brewing starting lineups. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg or get a zero-day draft during your next visit to F&B Field. My question is, can I have a zero-day draft on my next visit to F&B Field? I mean, I wonder if there's rules against that. My boss would frown upon me having a beer on the air. Probably so. That's probably not something I should be doing. All right, well, let's take a look at the lineups. Leading off for the Senators, the DH tonight, a night off from the outfield, Dalen Lyle. Hitting second and in center field is Dante Williams. Batting third and in right field, it's Carlos De La Cruz. Hitting fourth hitting fourth, and I think in left field. Well, you know what? I'm not sure. We're going to find out later. I think Daylen Lyle might be in left field. The lineup card had two DHs. So I'm going to go with Daylen Lyle in left field, and Nick Schnell is the DH. We'll see what happens when they take the field. Hitting fifth is C.J. Stubbs. He's catching. Batting sixth, Joe Naranjo at first base. Cortland Lawson bats seventh. He's the shortstop. J.T. Arruda's at third base tonight. Caden Wallace with the night off. And then hitting ninth and at second base is Viandel Pena with Seth Schumann on the hill for the Senators. For New Hampshire, leading off the DH, Yohendrick Pinyango. Batting second, Charles McAdoo. He's at third base. Batting third and at first base is Peyton Williams. Hitting fourth in right field, it's Jace Borfin. Batting fifth and in center field, Devontae Brown. Batting sixth and at second base, Edison Paulino. Batting seventh and in left field, Gabby Martinez. He was just activated by the Blue Jays today to be on the Fisher Cats roster. He had been injured, hasn't played yet this regular season. Josh Rivera batting eighth and at shortstop. And hitting ninth and doing the catching is Jacob Sharp. And again on the mound is C.J. Van Eyck. Well, the wind has shifted today, and instead of blowing out towards right, it's blowing from right to left. So looking at the flags, it is more or less blowing in from right field. So it might be tougher tonight to hit the ball out of the ballpark to right field than it has the last 3 days. Let's take a look at what's happening in the Eastern League. The Nationals, by the way, have already been postponed. A fairly big snowstorm. Denver. And so they've postponed today, trying to play tomorrow afternoon. One game of note in the big leagues. The Cubs and the Diamondbacks in Chicago were 2-1. The Cubs were leading until the bottom of the seventh inning. The Cubs scored five runs. They took a 7-1 lead. The Diamondbacks scored 10 runs in the top of the eighth inning to take an 11-7 lead, and the Cubs came back with six in the bottom of the eighth inning. 16 runs in the eighth inning in Chicago. The Diamondbacks didn't score in the ninth, and the Cubs won that ball game. 16 runs in one inning. Incredible. I think I saw online that has actually happened five times before, where a team has scored 10 runs and the home team, because it would have to be, well, maybe it was just in their next at-bat, so either way, that a team has scored at least six runs in their next at-bats. And so today it was either the fifth or sixth time. Somerset and Altoona, 3-0 Somerset. They're in the bottom of the second inning. Akron leading Erie in the bottom of the second inning, 3-0. Both those games started at 6. Chesapeake is at Richmond. That game should be underway any moment. Binghamton is at Reading. That game is coming up, I think, 6:45. And then at 7:10, it is Portland and Hartford. Again, the Nationals postponed due to a fairly big snowstorm in Denver. They have a single game tomorrow, and then on Sunday they have a split doubleheader, a game in the afternoon on Sunday and then a game in the evening. So they may very well be the ESPN game on Sunday evening this week. Well, we're having the Canadian National Anthem and the American National Anthem. I'll take a 3-minute timeout, and I'll be back with the first pitch of tonight's ball game. Friday Night Baseball from Manchester, New Hampshire on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Where's Liam at? Please hold, Ken. I think I lost Liam. All right, Kick, I need everyone here to help me out here tonight. Y'all know the two most famous words of baseball to get this party started in the loud. It probably count three. 1, 2, 3. Play ball and go Fisher Cats.
Friday night baseball, Manchester, New Hampshire. The wind is blowing even harder now than it was earlier. It's really blowing, and blowing hard in from right field. Did not blow like this at all today, so it may very well just be because we do have some bad weather in the area. Not here, and apparently nobody thinks it's coming here, or we wouldn't be starting right now. But there was a forecast for the chance for rain tonight. So hopefully that has changed enough that we'll have no problem with baseball this evening. CJ Van Eyck, the right-hander, is out on the mound and finishing up his warm-up tosses. It's still fairly comfortable here. It's in the 60s. 60s and cloudy. Boy, I'm sure hoping that next week in Harrisburg it's in the 60s. I'm ready for 4 or 5 days in a row of nice weather. It's been a while since there has been weather like that. So here is Daylen Lyle. And the first pitch tonight is in for a strike, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. So CJ Van Eyck, I have 638. The next offering is chopped towards first, and it's right past Peyton Williams. It's out into right field and around first and headed to second is Daylen Lyle. Now, after the base hit for the Senators the other night, I think maybe that'll be a hit, but I doubt it. So 638 game time, 64 degrees. Tonight's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection, dangerously good, and available your next trip to F&B Field. So Lyle's at second base, as far as I can tell. At this moment, that has not been ruled anything. And here is Dante Williams, and now it's an error. First pitch, and that misses away for a ball, 1-0. Dante Williams, 3-for-6 in the series, has a home run and 3 runs driven in. Lyle at second base with the lead, and the 1-0 pitch is in the dirt, 2 balls and no strikes. Van Eyck is 0-2 with an 11.57 ERA. He's gone 7 innings, allowed 11 runs, 9 earned, 8 hits, 10 strikeouts, 4 walks, a home run, and opposing batters hitting .276. The 2-0, big swing and a miss. That was a breaking ball down that Williams swung over. The Senators are in their road gray uniforms, and New Hampshire is playing as an alternate identity tonight. And they are in dark uniforms. The 2-1 is a breaking ball, swing and a miss. And the count 2-2 to Dante Williams. Dante asks for time, and he wanders around outside the left-handed batter's box. Senators have actually done a pretty good job this year of limiting offensive strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch misses outside, and the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. They're middling in the league with strikeouts offensively. 3-2, Williams waits. Lyle leads at second. The 3-2 pitch is tapped foul at home plate, another breaking ball. So Van Eyck going with breaking balls. staying away from the fastball to Dante Williams. Waiting on deck is Carlos De La Cruz. Van Eyck sets, 3-2. The 3-2 is a bouncer over the mound behind second. The shortstop Rivera has it, throws to first in time, one away. Moving to third on the play is Dalen Lyle. It's Martinez in left, Devontae Brown in center, and Borfin in right. Williams at first, Paulino's at second, Rivera's at short, McAdoo's at third, and Sharp is behind the plate. New Hampshire brings the infield in for Carlos De La Cruz. First offering is a breaking ball inside, and it comes all the way back to the screen. And in from third and scoring is Dalen Lyle, and it's 1-0. He scores on, guessing it'll be a wild pitch. That pitch nearly hit De La Cruz, a breaking ball. So he loses the easy RBI, but the Senators score a run, and it's 1-0. The windup and the pitch is hit high in the air out into right center field and deep. Brown going back, looking up, and that one is off the wall, and then it bounces away. He's on his way to third base as De La Cruz, and he is there standing up with a triple. That ball banging off the wall out in right field below the video board, and it hit off the bricks, and then it bounced away from Brown. It was the right fielder, Borfin, that had to go pick it up. So Carlos De La Cruz with a triple. That's his first and the Senators' fourth, and the infield is in again for Nick Schnell. Left-handed batter, he's hitting .265. First pitch to Schnell is a breaking ball strike on the outside part of the plate. So much like when the at-bat started for De La Cruz, where he had an easy RBI at third, it's Schnell who has the RBI opportunity at third. Van Eyck ready in the 0-1, is a bouncer back to Van Eyck, and he throws on to first for the out, two away. So two down and a runner at third, and here is C.J. Stubbs. C.J. off to a slow start with the bat, hitting .148. Does not have an RBI yet. Van Eyck is going out of the full windup. He is from Lutz, Florida, 26 years old, went to Florida State University. He winds and deals, and that pitch is line base hit into center field. Jogging in from third is De La Cruz. C.J. Stubbs pounds his hands together in a clap. An RBI single, and it's 2-0. The Senators on top. And here is Joe Naranjo. Naranjo, left-handed batter, hitting .286 with 3 RBIs. C.J. likes to run. Not sure that he'd take off in this spot. First pitch to Naranjo is on the outside part of the plate for a strike and off-speed delivery, 0-1. I've been talking about the wind an hour, and it's blowing, and Carlos De La Cruz nearly hit the ball out of the ballpark the other way, even with all the wind. The 0-1. Breaking ball drops in for a strike just above the knees, and the count is 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The set in the 0-2. Check swing on another breaking ball down and away, and it's 1-2. Van Eyck was the opening night starter on April 4th against Binghamton. 1-2, and the 1-2 pitch is a called strike 3. 2 runs on 2 hits, an error, and a man left. We have played a half inning. The Senators 2. New Hampshire coming up on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
All right, who knows your Spanish in the house? Hands up if you understand. All right, pop quiz. How do you say let's go cat Spanish? I think I heard it. Vamos Gatos, right? How about Gatos? Yeah, over here at Section 111 in the commercial office here, it's best seats in the house. Come over here and take my big comfy couch. I have to work today. I have to catch my steps. It's still a little mountain there. It's a pound to lose as well. So go over and sit on my big comfy couch. Hope you're ready to have some fun today. Beautiful weather here, thanks to Mother Nature. Tomorrow's going to be 80 degrees out. 80 degrees. It's also the New Hampshire Space Potatoes. They have made health in the state for the first time in 2025. So come over here tomorrow, 4:05. Catch a tan and maybe a fly ball as well. Now, here's what I need everyone to do. I need to put your hands together. She's cared for by Pet Love Clinic here in Manchester. Let's hear it. For the New England Bat Dog, Casey.
Bottom half of the first inning, 2-0. The Senators on top. Leading off for New Hampshire is Yohendrick Penyamgo, hitting .231 with a home run and three runs driven in. Seth Schumann is out on the mound. He winds, and the first pitch is in at the knees for a strike, a good fastball. Count is 0-1. Now Schumann out on the mound with a two-run lead after the top of the first inning. He winds, and the 0-1. Misses. Pretty good pitch. Just out of the strike zone, at the top of the strike zone on the outside part of the plate. Penyago batting left-handed, waiting. Schumann kicks in the 1-1 fastball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Lyle in left, Williams in center, De La Cruz in right. Ronjo and Pena on the right side. Lawson and Arruda on the left side. Stubbs behind the plate. The 1-2. Line to right field, and that's a base hit. That was out over the plate, not where Seth Schumann wanted that pitch to be at. So a line drive single to right to lead off the bottom of the first inning. And here's Charles McAdoo, right-handed batter. McAdoo. Slow start offensively, 179 with three RBIs. First offering is low with, looked like maybe a cutter, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Seth making his third start, delivers, and the pitch misses down and away, and it's 2-0 and no strikes. He has a 5.79 ERA in his two starts this season, 9 1/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, no walks, and he has allowed 15 hits and 6 runs. The 2-0 offering, swing and a miss at a fastball out over the plate, 2-1. He was acquired from the Oakland Athletics with Richard Walsh and Drew Millis for Yan Gomes and Josh Harrison on July 30th, 2021. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball off the plate inside, 2-2. Peyton Williams on deck. 2-2. Schumann ready. Penyango leads, and the 2-2 is fouled off straight back and out of play. Had some long games here this week. I think the cold weather makes the games go longer. It's harder to concentrate with the cold weather. 2-2. Schumann sets and deals. That pitch, a called strike three, a delayed. I'll tell you, Josiah Shepherd is going to get me tonight. He's already got me twice. I think he's going to get me a lot more than twice. Thought that pitch might not have been called a strike, but that is a Sherwin-Williams paint the corners called strike three. Here's Peyton Williams, 273, a couple of home runs. Runner goes with a huge jump. No chance for Stubbs to throw out Pinyango. He was on his way to second base before Schumann delivered the pitch. The pitch, by the way, I think missed, and it's one ball and no strikes. And Pinyango is in scoring position. Can't sleep on the runners in the first inning. Now the double play, a traditional double play, no longer in order as the pitch is fouled off the netting off to the left. I think the count is one ball and one strike. So Pinyango is now at second base after the stolen base, his first this season. Schumann looks back to second and now has to step off. Lawson came in. And Schumann was down to 1 second, stepped off. Seth peering into C.J. Stubbs, has the sign he wants, glances to second, and deals. And that's a swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2. That pitch below the strike zone on the inside part of the plate. Schumann looking for a shutdown bottom of the first inning after the Senators scored a pair in the top half of the inning. Peyton Williams, the left-handed batter, waits, and the broken bat ground ball to first base. Nerano has it. He takes it to the bag himself, two down. And moving to third is Pinyango. I have a bat dog here in just the bottom of the first inning. Fans enjoying seeing the bat dog get the bat. And why not? Two outs, and here is Jace Borfin. Left-handed batter in the first pitch. Big swing and a miss at a slow curveball. And the count is 0-1. Borfin overall hitting .229, two home runs, six RBIs. Both of those home runs have come this week. He's 4-for-15. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball right down the middle, and it's 0-2. I'm not sure he's actually 4-for-15. I don't think that's the case. Don't think that he's batted five times in each of the first three games. No balls and two strikes. Runner at third. And the 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, smothered by Stubbs, and the count is 1-2. Borfin out of the box as the bat boy brings out more baseballs to the home plate umpire. Josiah Shepherd wears just one pouch on his right hip. Doesn't go with the two pouch. The 1-2 is popped up. This is going to be tough with all this wind. It's into shallow left field. Lyle is out there. He calls everyone off, and he makes the catch. No runs, a hit, and a man left at third. We have played one, and the Senators lead 2-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the second inning, Cortland Lawson leads off against C.J. Van Eyck, and the first pitch nearly hits him. A fastball inside, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Cortland hitting 231 with a couple of RBIs. One for seven this week. The 1-0 pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Nice job in the first inning by Seth Schumann after giving up that leadoff single to keep it from that batter from scoring. The 2-0 pitch, a breaking ball in on the inside corner. The count is 2-1. Is it really a corner on the inside part of the plate? We call it the corner. The 2-1 offering is a bouncer hit towards second. Charging it up with it is Paulino, and he flips to first in time, one away. He charged that ball hard enough to create an awkward hop. I'm a little surprised he got himself off balance. But he recovered and made the play to first. One away, and here is JT Arruda. Switch hitter batting left-handed, 258 average on the season. Wind up first pitch, breaking ball, fouled off out of play off to the left. Count is 0-1. Lights are on here. They have LED lights. The 0-1 is lined fair down the right field line, and this one is headed into the corner. It's up against the fence. In to pick it up is Borfin, and stopping at second with a double is JT Arruda. Arruda with the third hit of the game for the Senators, a double. That's his second double. Second extra base hit of the night for the Senators. And here is Viandel Pena. He has one hit, and it was a ringing double in the game night before last. And at the moment, that double gave the Senators the lead. New Hampshire won that game on Wednesday night with a walk-off home run. First pitch to Pena is a breaking ball outside. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Arruda, JT hasn't run nearly as much last year and already this year that he did 2 years ago. The pitch to Pena is a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Though JT does have two stolen bases. Well, maybe I need to amend that. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch, big swing and a miss. Breaking ball, that pitch was off the plate, under his hands. The count is one ball, two strikes. On deck, the top of the order in Dalen Lyle. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. Much bigger crowd tonight, though still not a big crowd, but many more people this evening. And not dressed like folks had been here, as the pitch to Pena's line towards left center field, racing in and making a sliding catch is Martinez. And there are two outs. That ball with the spin on it off the left-handed bat of Pena was already slicing back towards Martinez, and then the wind brought it back to him even more. He almost overran it. So two down and a runner at second, and here is Dalen Lyle. That ball was hit hard. First offering to Lyle right down the middle with an off-speed pitch. Maybe a straight changeup, and it's a strike, 0-1. Dalen reached on a two-base error in the first inning and then scored on the triple by Carlos De La Cruz. No, pardon me, scored on a wild pitch as the 1-0 pitch misses inside. One ball and one strike. The wild pitch taking away an RBI from De La Cruz. One ball, one strike, two down. Van Eyck ready in the 1-1. Is a bouncing ball over the mound and into center field for a base hit. Around third and scoring is JT Arruda. Daylon Lyle with a base hit back up the middle, out of the reach of Josh Rivera, the shortstop, and the Senators have a 3-0 lead. Daylon Lyle with his 9th run driven in, and here is Dante Williams. With 2 outs, we'll see if Daylon Lyle takes off. He has 4 stolen bases. Dante bounced to shortstop his first time up. Van Eyck, the right-hander, sets and deals outside with a fastball, 1 ball and no strikes. Well, the Senators with 2 runs in the first, come back with a run here in the second. The right-hander Van Eyck delivers. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball below the strike zone. Dante Williams likes those pitches down there, though. He's gone after quite a few of those just below the knees. 1 ball and 1 strike. Lyle goes. The 1-1 is low. The throw to second is not in time. Lyle with his 5th stolen base, and the count is 2-1 on Dante Williams. Sharp had no chance to throw out Lyle. He made a terrific throw. But a big jump for Daylon. 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch is outside, 3-1. The outdoor patio for the hotel out in left center field is packed. There might be as many people on that patio as in the ballpark tonight. 3-1. The 3-1 pitch is rolled along the first baseline, fair and picked up by Van Eyck, who throws the ball to first in time for the out, and that ends the inning. There's a run on a pair of hits, no errors, and a man left. We head to the bottom of the second, and it is 3-0 Senators on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the second inning, it is Devontae Brown, Edison Paulino, and Gabby Martinez for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats off the right-hander Seth Schumann. He allowed a leadoff single in the first. Nothing came of it. Wind up in the first pitch, and it's a broken back ground ball foul along the third baseline, and the count is 0-1. I said broken bat. Sounded like a broken bat, but he doesn't think it's broke. So Devontae Brown staying in the home plate area. Schumann into the windup, and the 0-1 pitch misses with an off-speed delivery. Down and away, 1-1. Devontae Brown, 143 batting average. The 1-1 pitch is cued off the end of the bat along the first baseline, fair with a whole lot of English. Naranjo picks it up and steps on the bag, and there is one out. And here is Edison Paulino. Paulino is just 22 years old. Was acquired along with Josh Rivera, who is at shortstop tonight, for Nate Pearson. First offering is a strike to Paulino, 0-1. That trade coming on last July 27th. Blue Jays were busy last year at the trade deadline. Wind up and the 0-1 pitch is sliced foul off the net off to the left, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 is in the dirt, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. One out, bottom of the second inning. 3-0, the Senators on top. The windup and the 1-2 is tapped foul in the home plate area. It remains 1-2. Tomorrow is a 4:05 start. Airtime tomorrow at 3:50. One and two. Wind up and the 1-2 pitch. Line to first, caught by Naranjo. That ball hit off the end of the bat of Paulino, and there are two outs, and with two outs and nobody on, here is Gabby Martinez. His first at-bat this season. Gabby Martinez, 22 years old. He was here all last year. First offering is low, one ball, no strikes. Baseball America likes him in left field. They rate him highly in the Blue Jays organization. The 1-0 is popped up straight up in the air. Coming down from third is JT Arruda. He stays with it, and he makes the catch. Nothing across for the Fisher Cats. And we head to the third inning. Senators are on top 3-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the third, or pardon me, top half of the third inning. Third inning presented by Nomad Distilling as C.J. Van Eyck delivers to Carlos De La Cruz inside with a breaking ball, 1-0. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at FNB Field, proudly made in Pennsylvania. 1-0 pitch, and that's lined to left, but right at Martinez, who makes the catch. Loud contact. That is the hardest hit ball so far this season. And I will make note of that. That was 114 miles an hour off the bat. There might not be another ball all year hit by the Senators 114 miles an hour. Here's Nick Schnell. He bounced out back to the box his first time up. And the first offering is low for a ball. If you enjoy the taste of Nomad Distilling, find at Nomad Distilling and select fine wine and good spirit stores. The windup and the 1-0 offering is popped up along the third baseline foul. McAdoo, the third baseman, over to have a look, but that is out of play. One ball and one strike. The windup and the 1-1. So we can get a miss at a pitch in the dirt, and it's 1-2. It's easy for me to say this, but it feels pretty comfortable. The 1-2, a ground ball sharply hit to the backhand at shortstop of Rivera, straightens and throws to first in time for the out, two away. And there is some sunshine peeking through now, filtered sunshine against the right field wall, video board and all the trees out across. There's railroad tracks behind the right field wall here, a road and railroad tracks, another road and trees. School up there and big hotel and the arena that the pro hockey team used to play in here. They don't have one any longer, a pro hockey team. CJ Stubbs swings and misses at the first pitch and the count is 0-1. Stubbs, an RBI single, his first time up. The windup and the 0-1 bounced foul at the plate and the count is 0-2. Stubbs asks for time. No balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the third inning. 3-0, the Senators on top. Van Eyck into the windup and the 0-2. Is tapped along the third baseline, charging as McAdoo bare hands, throws to first, not in time, and it's an infield hit for C.J. Stubbs. He is 2-for-2. Well, you make a good pitch, that pitch well off the plate, maybe below the knees, and Stubbs just got a piece of it and enough of it to get it past the mound, but not so hard that McAdoo had a real chance at it. First offering is a strike to Naranjo. Joe Naranjo called out on strikes his first time up. The set by Van Eyck. Turns and he fires to first and Stubbs dives back in. Naranjo waits and the pitch misses in at his feet. Sharp. A nice job to keep that ball from going to the backstop and allowing Stubbs to jog to second base. Top of the third inning as Van Eyck sets. And the pitch to Naranjo, swing and a miss. The count is 1-2. Oscar Salazar in the third base coach's box going through signs. Some kids that are just chanting over and over and over again, Senators. The 1-2 pitch is low with a breaking ball, and the count is 2-2. Well, at least they like the visiting team. 2-2. 2 outs. Stubbs leads, and the 2-2 is fouled off. In and out of the glove of Sharp, or maybe off of Sharp, I'm not sure. Two and two. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is outside. Ball three, and it's a full count. 3-2. C.J. Stubbs with a head start now. Peyton Williams playing behind him at first base. On deck is Cortland Lawson. Van Eyck sets. Naranjo waits. The 3-2 is outside. Ball four. So with two outs, the Senators have runners at first and second for Cortland Lawson. Out in front of the plate is Sharp to go through signs just in case the runners take off, which I doubt that they take off. Cortland Lawson bounced to second base his first time up. A two-out hit here likely scores another run. Van Eyck delivers to Lawson. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Cortland set to hit a fastball and instead got a breaking ball down and away, and it's 0-1. Van Eyck has thrown a whole lot of breaking balls. No balls in a strike, two outs. And the 0-1. That fastball this time, and it misses outside. Nice take that time by Cortland Lawson. That pitch just off the outside part of the plate. Out in right field, Borfin is deep. Brown in center, shaded slightly to left center and fairly deep. The 1-1 pitch is high, and the count is 2-1. So Cortland Lawson has put himself ahead of the count. All of this coming with two outs and nobody on. Now there are two runners on base. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch, a breaking ball, is a strike. This time the inside part of the plate. Lawson raising his arms, thinking that that pitch wasn't a strike. Now he asks for time and steps out of the batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the 2-2 is a check swing, but a foul ball into the glove of Sharp, strike three. So Lawson goes down. No runs on a hit, no errors, two are left. We head to the bottom of the third inning, still 3-0 Senators on ESPN, 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Josh Rivera leading off, bottom of the third inning, 3-0, the Senators lead. Delta Dental Stadium in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. Seth Schumann winds, delivers. First pitch is grounded on the left side of the infield. JT Arruda moving to his left, couldn't get to it. The ball hit his glove, popped up in the air. He recovered but had no play. That's probably going to be ruled a hit, and it is. And here is Jacob Sharp. First offering to Sharp is fouled off straight back. Oh and one. Schumann ready and the 0-1 is low. One ball and one strike. Top of the order and Yohendrick Pinyango next. Lead it first by Rivera. Schumann ready and deals, and that pitch is lined to third, caught by Arruda, throw back to first, double play! JT Arruda made the catch, and without even thinking about it, threw a strike to Naranjo at first base. That is a Seltzer's Lemon and Bologna double smoked double play. Two down. Yohendrick Pinyango waits, and the first offering in for a strike. He reached on a two-strike base hit in the bottom of the first inning. Pinyango takes low. One ball and one strike. Pinyango originally signed with the Cubs as an international free agent in July of 2018. He swings and misses at a fastball, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Wind up in the 1-2 pitch. And that's high, 2-2. The 2-2 is popped up straight back and out of play, and it remains 2-2. Schumann into the full windup and the pitch. Fouled off out of play off to the left. Seth wears red cleats, and from here, I think there's a decent chance that, well, I don't know what kind they are. I was going to say they might be Adidas, but I don't know if it's three stripes or a design. 2-2 misses in, and it's a full count, 3-2. Pinyango thought he got hit. He was ready to take off all of his gear, and now he asks for time and is back in the batter's box. So it's three balls and two strikes. Schumann into the windup. And the 3-2 pitch is fouled off straight back. Pinyango might have clipped CJ Stubbs with the backswing. Through nine games, eight games played, Pinyango has struck out nine times and walked six. Been a tough out. First two at-bats, another 3-2, swing and a miss. This time he climbed the ladder, went out of the strike zone, and went after that. Seth Schumann with his second strikeout. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the fourth inning tonight, and it is 3-0, the Senators lead on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top of the fourth, Delta Dental Stadium in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. 3-0, the Senators lead. JT Arruda leading off against the right-hander CJ Van Eyck. Van Eyck kicks, deals, and the first pitch, a curveball. That catches the outside part of the plate. The count is 0-1. Arruda doubled and scored in the second. The 0-1, that's lined out into center field, coming on and reaching down, making the catch. Devontae Brown, I think maybe he misread that. That ball hit 106 miles an hour, one away. One down, and here is Viandel Pena. Switch hitter batting left-handed. He was robbed of a hit by Martinez in left his first time up, and bounces this one to first. Peyton Williams has it and takes it to the bag. The second out, two away. So after three pitches, there are two outs in the top of the fourth, and here is Daylen Lyle. He retired the first two batters, did C.J. Van Eyck in the third, but then the Senators put two runners on base and put stress on Van Eyck. Two down, nobody on. Daylen Lyle is 1-for-2. First pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Daylen reached on a two-base error in the first inning. Scored on a wild pitch. The 1-0 is low, 2-0. Singled, driving in Arruda in the second, and then he stole second base, which is where he was stranded. Windup and the 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, 2-1. Daylen Lyle asks for time, steps out of the batter's box. You don't see a whole lot of timeouts. Count is 2-1. Wind up and the 2-1. Strike on the inside part of the plate. 2-2. Van Eyck had Tommy John surgery, causing him to miss all of 2022. A breaking ball fouled off to the left. That was a couple of, 3 years ago now. I'd have to think, I don't know if that's always in the back of your mind. It's becoming so normal. 2-2 pitch is hit high in the air out into right center field. Borfin, the right fielder, chasing, and he makes the catch. One, two, three go the Senators in the top half of the fourth inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. And the Senators are on top, 3-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Charles McAdoo leads off bottom of the fourth inning against the right-hander Seth Schumann here at Delta Dental Stadium. Manchester, New Hampshire, 3-0 Senators. First pitch is popped up. Shallow center field. Cortland Lawson and Viendel Pena. And it's Pena who makes the catch, calling off Lawson behind the bag about 20 feet in shallow center. And there is one out. With all the wind tonight, those towering pop-ups and long high fly balls most definitely affected by the wind. I do think that was an easier play for Pena than it would have been for Lawson. One out, and here is Peyton Williams. He bounced out to first base his first time up. First pitch hit high in the air to left along the line. Moving over as Daylen Lyles slows down, makes the catch, and there are two outs on two pitches. Well, that's... You know, they say the double play is the pitcher's best friend. Well, the pitcher's best friend is to throw two pitches and get two outs. And I'm guessing Seth Schumann could throw one right down the middle and not have to worry about it. Now, I can't imagine Borfin, the batter, Jace Borfin, is going to go after the first pitch. And the first pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1, and Borfin had no intention of swinging at that pitch, but he will this one if it's one to his liking. Wind up, and here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's in the same place for a strike, and it's 0-2, and now Borfin down. No balls, two strikes. Now he has to protect. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fourth inning. Seth Schumann peering over the glove. Into the windup, and the 0-2 pitch, high and away, 1-2. C.J. Stubbs set up that time on the outside part of the plate. He wanted it out there. I think he wanted it a little closer to the plate, see if Borfin would go after it. The windup and the 1-2 is a breaking ball low, but it's what Stubbs wanted. Again, Borfin held up. That pitch did not miss by much. Count is two balls, two strikes, two outs. Borfin, the left-handed batter, waiting. The 2-2 is hit deep to right. Way back it goes. De La Cruz back to watch, and that one is gone. Well, that's the place. Don't want to pitch him. That's the third home run he's hit this series, and they've all been roughly in the same place, up and in. So much for the 1-2-3 inning, three-pitch inning. That ball hit through the wind 108 miles an hour and an estimated 391 feet. It hit off the video screen, or netting in front of the screen. Here's Devontae Brown. He's 0 for 1. Wind up and the first pitch, swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, foul ball. Last week, Victor Barrichotto, off the top of my head, hit a couple of home runs. They were on the same pitch. They were breaking balls up. He didn't really do anything with any other pitch except two breaking balls in two different at-bats in two different games that were up, and he whacked them out of the ballpark. The 0-2 pitch is rolled out in front of the plate. Stubbs out to pick it up. Throws to first in time for the out, and the bat was out there where Stubbs was at, and he fell over the bat after making the throw to first base. So the inning over, but New Hampshire does score on the two-out home run off the bat of Jace Borfin. We head to the fifth, and the Senators now lead 3-1. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the fifth inning, Dante Williams leads off, and the first pitch is bounced back off of Van Eyck. It rolls away. He picks it up and throws on to first in time, one away. That ball making contact with Van Eyck kept Dante Williams from a single as that ball was headed into center field. One out on one pitch, and here's Carlos De La Cruz. 3-1, Senators on top. I was talking about that game in Wrigley Field earlier, 16 runs in the eighth inning, and according to Sarah Langs, with a hat tip to Elias Sports Bureau, it's the most in any one inning in the history of Wrigley Field, which I think Wrigley Field is, I don't know, 100-ish years old. First offering to De La Cruz, in for a strike. The 0-1 pitch misses in, 1-1. Carlos has tripled to right center and then smoked a ball at the left fielder Martinez, 114 miles an hour. Swings and misses at a breaking ball down, and the count is 1-2. You think about 16 runs in one inning, and it is pretty rare. 16. That inning had to have taken well over an hour. The 1-2 is inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Carlos De La Cruz. The windup. And the pitch. Fouled off his fist, straight back off the net. I'd have to do a lot of research to figure out the most runs since I've been with the Senators scored in one inning. The windup and the 2-2 is hit in the air down the right field line. Foul and out of play. There was a game in 2010, 2-2, and that is lined to left. Martinez racing to his left. He makes the catch, and there are two outs. That ball was hit 106 miles an hour. So Carlos De La Cruz has smoked the ball three times. The Senators scored about eight runs in the bottom of the eighth, and Altoona scored 10 runs in the top of the ninth. That's not in one inning, but it's in consecutive at-bats. But in one inning, I don't know. Have to go to Andy Linker, resident historian, about that. Here is Nick Schnell. First pitch to Nick is hit in the air into shallow left center field. And a diving attempt and catch by Devontae Brown, robbing Schnell of a base hit and maybe more. It's a quick inning for Van Eyck. That's seven in a row retired by C.J. Van Eyck. We're halfway home tonight. Senators are on top 3-1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Right there. We're going to peel off,
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Senators on top 3-1. They scored two in the first, one in the second. New Hampshire with one in the bottom of the fourth. Edison Paulino leads off against right-hander Seth Schumann, and the first pitch to Paulino is outside. One ball and no strikes. Gabby Martinez and Josh Rivera to follow. 6, 7, and 8 in the order for New Hampshire. The 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Mike Schmidt hit his 500th home run on this day. As the 1-1 pitch is a called strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. One and two. The 1-2 popped up off the fists of Paulino, straight back and out of play. April 18th, 1987. Breaking ball fouled off again, straight back. Can you believe it's been that long? We're only a couple of years from it being 40 years ago. Whew. Wow. Unfortunately, I wasn't like five then. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike three, and there is one out. That is strikeout number three for Schumann. And with one out, Gabby Martinez, he popped out to JT Arruda at third base his first time up. There is action in the bullpen for New Hampshire. Martinez, the right-handed batter, waits, and the first pitch is a fastball at the knees for a strike. So I'm really bad at math, but I think that's 38 years ago, his 500th home run. The 0-1 pitch is bounced towards third. Arruda up with that. His throw across the diamond is perfect, and there are two outs. Two down and nobody on, and here is Josh Rivera. He singled his first time up. I marvel at the fact that it was 38 years ago. Mike Schmidt played in Reading. In 70 or 71, and first offering is outside for a ball, 1-0. Of course, any Philadelphia Philly over the last just about 60 years played in Reading. The 1-0 pitch, a breaking ball strike. We are in, I think, the landing pattern. I have to get my orientation correct, but I think we're in the landing pattern. Wind up and the 1-1 pitch is popped up foul and out of play off to the right. You might have heard that jet. This is a big Southwest airport. Lots of Southwest Airlines planes come in. The airport a little south, not much south, but a little south of Manchester. One ball and two strikes and the windup, and here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it is a PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. Senators leading 3-1 into the sixth on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you. We have a Dafler call to the bullpen, and I'll be honest, I'm not positive who it is on the mound. I'll tell you in a moment. As C.J. Stubbs stands in, and the pitch nearly hits him. It's one ball. Well, maybe it hit his bat, actually. The count is 0-1. It might be Hunter Gregory out on the mound. Right-hander. Dafler call to the bullpen. The windup and the pitch to Stubbs is outside. I'm not positive what the count is. It's one ball and one strike. That's what I thought. The first pitch made contact with his bat instead of him. Gregory appearing in his fourth game. The 1-1 to Stubbs is popped up off his fist straight back towards the net, and it's out of play in the count of 1-2. The scoreboard operator here has been off all week long. No matter how many times the home plate umpire has corrected it, it's off. Not sure what game they're watching. One ball and two strikes. The right-hander Gregory into the windup, and the 1-2 pitch to Stubbs. Swing and a miss. Had a fastball away, and there is one out. That's eight in a row now retired by the Fisher Cats pitching staff. Gregory, three games, 2.25 ERA, four innings pitched. He has struck out eight now in four and a third innings. Two walks. And here is Joe Naranjo. He's 0 for 1 with a walk. The windup and the first pitch to Naranjo is a fastball at 95 outside, one ball and no strikes. C.J. Van Eyck started slowly and finished strong. Five innings, five hits. Three runs, just one earned. The windup and the 1-0 pitch is a check swing that he goes too far on, and it's 1-1. He struck out two, and he faced 22 batters. The windup and the 1-1 is low with an off-speed pitch to Naranjo, and the count, two balls and a strike with Cortland Lawson on deck. Mike Schmidt, a Hall of Famer. It was a big call by Harry Callis for the folks living in Pennsylvania that are Phillies fans. That's a fairly famous call. The 2-1 is outside, three balls and a strike. The 3-1 offering. That's high and away, ball four. So that snaps the streak of eight in a row retired. The last person to reach base was Joe Naranjo with a walk in the third, and he walks again. Here's Cortland Lawson, who is 0 for 2. He's bounced to second and been called that on strikes. Right-handed batter. Gregory out on the mound, sets and deals. Breaking ball grounded to third. This could be two. They go to second. There's one. Relay to first. It is. And around the horn, 5-4-3, double play. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Senators still lead 3-1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you. Bottom of the sixth inning. More action in New Hampshire's bullpen. Jacob Sharp leading off against the right-hander Seth Schumann in for his sixth inning of work. Right-handed batter lined into a double play his first time up. Schumann deals a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Seth has allowed three hits and a run, the run coming on a home run by Jace Borfin in the fourth inning. The windup and the 0-1 is hit high in the air to left. Should be an easy play for Daylen Lyle. Drifting with it now, the wind blowing it all over the place, and he makes the catch. What turns into a fairly deep fly ball short of the warning track. Certainly did not think that ball was hit that well. I think maybe the wind is carrying the ball a little towards left. One out, and here is Yohendrick Pinyango. Left-handed batter Schumann kicks, deals, and the pitch in for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Schumann delivers, swing and a miss. And now the count, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 is high and away, 1-2. The Giants and the Dodgers today. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Two down. That is the fifth strikeout. Renewed their rivalry as with the Dodgers as the home team. I think they opened 1958 in San Francisco. So they played in LA today back in 1958 at the Los Angeles Coliseum. I think they played in the Coliseum in 58 and 59. Maybe 60, actually. First offering is low for a ball to Charles McAdoo. He's 0 for 2. The Dodgers beat the Giants 6-5. Now, can you imagine this happening in today's game, what I'm about to tell you, and the uproar? The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Hank Sauer of the Giants hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning to tie the game, except the guy in front of him, Jimmy Davenport on the bases, missed third. The 1-1 misses, and it's 2-1. They appeal, he's out, game over. I have no idea what would happen now. The 2-1 pitch is fouled off. I mean, a guy would have to have missed a base by a lot for an appeal in that situation. So you wonder, how do you miss a base on a home run by that much? How do you miss a base on a home run by enough that the other team appeals it? 2-2, swing and a miss, and it's an easy inning for Seth Schumann. 1-2-3, strikeout number 6, 4 strikeouts out of the last 6 batters. We head to the 7th. The Senators are on top 3-1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top of the seventh inning in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. JT Arruda leads off. Have a Daffler call to the bullpen, and Ryan Jennings is on. First pitch he delivers at 95 as the ball 1-0. He pitched on Tuesday night, went two innings, and took the loss. Allowed three runs on a hit. He struck out five, walked two. Arruda is 1-for-2 tonight as he takes the 1-0 pitch in at the top of the strike zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Three runs, five hits for the Senators, a run on three hits and an error for New Hampshire. Senators had all three runs and four of their five hits in the first two innings. They have not done much since then as the 1-1 misses outside, two balls and a strike. Wind up and the 2-1 pitch. Check swing up, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike. The windup in here is the 3-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. And the count is 3-2. Well, you're not going to miss the base now. The bases are gigantic. But, you know, it's not talked about anymore. The 3-2 is rolled foul, another breaking ball. It was one of those big things when it happened, and now everybody's used to the bigger bases. It's just not that big of a deal. Pitch clock isn't really that big of a deal other than the games move along better. I don't think anyone argues against it now. 3-2 is fouled off straight back. You don't even hear players any longer, pitchers talking about the problem with the pitch clock. Everybody just getting used to it. Wind up and another 3-2, and it's grounded foul off the end of the bat by Arruda along the third baseline. Viendo Pena and Daylen Lyle to follow. Wind up and another 3-2 pitch. Misses inside, and it's ball four. JT Arruda with a leadoff walk in the seventh. And here is Pena. Well, I was firmly a fan of the Giants in 1982. The Atlanta Braves, who hadn't done much for a long time, started that season, and today they won their 11th straight game to begin the season. First pitch to Pena is a breaking ball that misses, one ball and no strikes. The 82 season went down to the last weekend with the Braves and the Giants and the Dodgers, the three teams separated by one game. When play started on Friday night, Braves won the division by one game. Runner goes, the 1-0 pitch is a big bouncer to first. Williams has just one play, and it is at first base with Arruda going. So the ground out moves Arruda to second, one away. Top of the order in Daylen Lyle. Out to the mound is Jacob Sharp. You know, there's some days you look through the things that have happened on that date in baseball history or Senators history, and there's not a whole lot to talk about. And then there are some days where there might be 10 cool things that happened. First offering to Lyle is hit high in the air to left. Martinez going back and now circling back under it, makes the catch. Arruda tags and he holds up at second base, two outs. And here is Dante Williams. Top of the seventh inning, 3-1, the Senators lead. First offering to Williams is at the knees for a strike. That may have been a changeup if the count is 0-1. The The 0-1 pitch is a ground ball sharply hit to the shortstop, backhand of Rivera, who throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. The leadoff walk, and nothing comes of it. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Senators are top 3-1. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Stretch out those arms, stretch out those legs, and let's stretch out those vocal cords. All sing, take me out the ball, get real loud. DJ, hit the tune. We get louder.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and a Danforth call to the bullpen. Garrett Davila is on for the Senators. Seth Schumann, six innings, three hits, a run it was earned, six strikeouts, no walks. First pitch from Davila to Peyton Williams, a left-handed batter, is in for a strike. Schumann faced 20 batters in the ballgame, threw 74 pitches and 55 strikes. The 0-1 fastball strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Davila into the windup, and the 0-2 sweeps well wide, 1-2. Chase Borfin and Devontae Brown do up next. No action in New Hampshire's bullpen, at least not at the moment. So it looks like Ryan Jennings might have the eighth inning. Davila winds, and the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, 2-2. Erie native, or at least he made his home in near Erie, Sam Jethro debuts for the Boston Braves, and he is the first African-American to play for the Braves, and he goes on to win the National League Rookie of the Year. That was in 1950. The 2-2 is a swing and a miss at a it's a foul ball just in and out of the glove of C.J. Stubbs. That is a killer. Davila just made a perfect pitch, and it's still 2-2. Another 2-2, and it hits him. So the leadoff man on, that was not a fastball. That ball ran in on him and hit him. So one pitch after they thought they had him struck out, the leadoff man is on, and the tying run comes to the plate in the person of Jace Borfin. Davila is really upset with himself. He spiked the rosin bag on the mound. First offering is high for a ball, 1-0. It's a two-run game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Davila sets, holds, and deals. And that breaking ball is outside, and now it's two balls and no strikes. Borfin has 3 home runs this week. Hit one earlier tonight, a long home run. The 2-0 pitch is lined foul down the right field line. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Lead it first by Williams. And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of C.J. Stubbs. And now the count is 2-2. Devontae Brown waiting on deck. The bunk flying right in front of my nose up here. Thought for a second it was a bat that went by, but I think it was just a bug. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 misses in. So Davila coming on to face left-handers. Hit the first one. And it's now 3-2 on the second one. He sets. And the 3-2. And that's it deep to right field. Back it goes. Gone. Home run. Same pitch. Up. And in. And it's a 3-3 game. Tell you what, he can hit that pitch. He's done it all week. 4th home run this week for Jace Borfin. 2nd home run tonight. Now when he bats again later, if he bats again later, I certainly hope they don't throw him that pitch up and in, because he can hit that pitch. So here is Devontae Brown. Nobody out, and we are tied in the bottom of the 7th inning. So the 3-0 lead is gone, and the first pitch misses, and it's 1-0 This inning has not gone the way Rigo Beltran and Delino DeShields thought it might go with bringing in the left-hander. The 1-0 pitch misses outside. 2-0 And out to the mound goes C.J. Stubbs. And Stubbs back behind home plate. Hey, look, things are going to happen, no doubt. But the lefty-lefty matchups are the ones that you think as a pitcher and as a coaching staff, you'll win. The 2-0 is a swing and a miss. 2-1. Both of the batters that reached had 2 strikes, a hit batter and a home run. Brown takes low, and now it's 3-1. And there is action for the Senators out in their bullpen. The windup, and here's the 3-1 swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. Well, the hit at bat of Peyton Williams was tough because it looked like he had him struck out. 3-2 pitch popped up on the left side of the diamond, foul territory. JT Arruda on the warning track, and he makes the catch, and there is one out. And that is a big first out for Garrett Davila. One down, and here is Edison Paulino. So the Senators now have to score again to win this one. They led 3-0. Now 3-3. Paulino's 0 for 2, a line drive to first, and a strikeout. Another left-handed batter, and he's hit. He is hit by the pitch. So that's the 2nd left-handed batter that Davila has hit. Delino DeShields coming out. Davila thought that ball hit off the bottom of the bat. So Delino's going to come out and ask the home plate umpire, Josiah Shepherd, if there's any chance that ball hit off the bottom of the bat. He told them, no, I'm not going to ask for help. And here is Gabby Martinez. He has popped out to third and bounced out to third. So Martinez 0 for 2. Lead run is at first base and Edison Paulino, and the pitch is lined to left field. That's in for a base hit, maybe more. Over to pick that up is Daylen Lyle. His throw goes to second base. Over to third is Paulino. And with one out, Richmond has runners at first and third, and I think that's all for Garrett Davila. Delano DeShields is coming out. And I think he's making the call to the bullpen. And he is. So we have a Dafler call to the bullpen. This has not gone well in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Senators. I'll be back, see if they can rescue the half inning. 3-3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. And the Senators, with the Dafler call to the bullpen, they're going with the closer, Marquise Grissom Jr. here in the seventh to try to keep the game right here. Tall order, first and third, one out. Two runs already in for New Hampshire in this 3-3 game. Rivera has singled, then he has struck out. The infield's back up the middle, playing for two. Grissom deals, and that is hit high in the air and deep to left, and that one is gone. A long home run to left, and it is 6-3 New Hampshire. That ball hit 111 miles an hour and an estimated 383 feet. And this is definitely a half inning for the Senators to forget. A five spot for New Hampshire. Here is Jacob Sharp as the first pitch misses up and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, the Senators were cruising along with a 3-1 lead until the bottom of the seventh inning, and a hit batter started all of this. A 1-0 pitch outside, two balls and no strikes. A windup and the 2-0 pitch is fouled off straight back, and it's 2-1. So Josh Rivera with a long home run to left, his first home run this season. The 2-1, popped up foul straight back, and it's 2-2. Closed the book on Garrett Davila. He went a third of an inning. The 2-2 pitch, and that's hit deep to left, down the line, but that one is foul. That had home run distance. That ball hit a long way. Davila, third of an inning. He allowed two hits, four runs. They were earned. Allowed a home run facing five batters, and he hit two of the five. The 2-2 low, and it's a full count, 3-2. At the start of this inning, the Senators had retired seven straight Fisher Cats. Schumann, swing and a miss, and there are two outs. And with two outs, Yohendrick Penyango, the top of the order, the eighth batter to come to the plate. Six to three, New Hampshire, a five-run seventh inning. First pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, in for a strike. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. Misses off the plate inside, 2-1. In the eighth, the Senators have De La Cruz, Schnell, and Stubbs against Ryan Jennings. Wind up and the 2-1 is outside, 3-1. And the 3-1 is a fastball in for a strike, 3-2. The 3-2 is hit in the air to left field and hit pretty well, but staying in the ballpark, Daylen Lyle, short of the warning track, towards the corner, makes the catch. Five runs. Three hits, two of them home runs. A two-run home run and a three-run home run in the seventh inning. No errors and nobody left. We head to the eighth, and it is 6-3 New Hampshire on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the eighth inning, 6-3 New Hampshire. Carlos De La Cruz leads off in the first offering, a fastball strike from Ryan Jennings. No action in either bullpen, so it looks like Grissom Jr. has the bottom of the eighth inning. A wind up and the 0-1 is a fastball outside, one ball, one strike. Well, the Senators have had just four base runners since the second inning. The 1-1 pitch is grounded sharply to second. Paulino up with that, throws on to first in time for the out, one away. That ball hit 106 miles an hour. De La Cruz, everything he's hit tonight has been hard, but he is 1-for-4. One out, Nick Schnell. He is 0-for-3. Left-handed batter was robbed of a hit in the fifth inning. First pitch, misses. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0, and that's lined out into left center field, and it drops for a base hit. So Schnell is on, and here is C.J. Stubbs. Stubbs tonight, 2-for-3. The Senators need one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. Top of the eighth inning, the Senators trailing 6-3. A five-run seventh for New Hampshire. First pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Infield playing for two, outfield fairly deep and spread out. 0-1. The 0-1 misses away, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 is skied to left, down the line, in the corner, gone! A two-run home run for C.J. Stubbs, and it's a one-run game. It's 6-5, New Hampshire. That ball hit 380 feet down the line. It just needed to be fair, especially with all the wind, and it was. And the Senators are to within one run. Stubbs with his first home run. And out of the dugout, I think it's Austin Bibbins-Dirks, the pitching coach, making his way out to the mound. Well, now the Senators are to within one swing. CJ with his third hit tonight and has driven in three runs. So the Senators, they just need one more big swing and they can tie the ball game up. Joe Naranjo stands in. He has struck out and he has walked twice. First offering, and that one is bounced to second. Paulino has it. His short throw to first in time. Two away. And here is Cortland Lawson. Cortland Lawson, 0-for-3. He has bounced to second, strike out, and bounced into a double play to end the sixth inning. Jennings delivers a breaking ball strike. JT Arruda waiting on deck. 6-5, New Hampshire on top. Windup and the pitch, a fastball is also a strike. The 0-2 grounded foul down the third baseline, and Lawson breaks his bat. Yeah. and two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Lawson strikes out. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of the eighth, and it is a 6-5 lead for New Hampshire on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the eighth inning, Marquise Grissom Jr. still on, delivers the first pitch, and it is swung out and missed by Charles McAdoo, and the count is 0-1. At the moment, no action in New Hampshire's bullpen as the 0-1 is hit high in the air to left towards the line. Long run for Daylen Lyle. Now he slows up, and he makes the catch, and there is one out. And with one out here is Peyton Williams. A left-hander, it's Jimmy Burnett. Getting ready out in the bullpen, at least I'm pretty sure it's Jimmy Burnett. He is the only left-hander out there. Here is Peyton Williams, 6-5 New Hampshire. Grissom delivers and Williams takes below the knees, a fastball, one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch misses up and away, and it's 2-0. The 2-0 swing and a miss at a changeup, 2-1. The 2-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. The 2-2, waved at and missed, strike three, two outs, and here is Jace Borfin. Borfin is 6-for-18 in the series. Four of the six are home runs. See if Marquise Grissom Jr. can keep him in the ballpark. First pitch misses wide, one ball and no strike. A wind up and the 1-0, a swing and a miss, 1-1. The home runs he has hit, they have been on pitches that have been in the upper part of home plate and on the inside. And That pitch down and is fouled off down the right field line, and the count is 1-2. Overall on the season, he came in hitting 229. He's up to 263 with 4 home runs, 9 RBIs. It's 1-2. The windup, and here's the 1-2 pitch. And that is popped up. He got away with one. It was up there again. Daylen Lyle in left field makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Not sure why the Senators think they need to go up to him. We head to the ninth, and it is 6-5 New Hampshire on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Left-hander Jimmy Burnett is on. He pitched in the game on Wednesday, going an inning and two-thirds after Anders Tolhurst had given up five runs on 7 hits, and Burnett allowed just a hit in an inning and two-thirds. He struck out a batter, he walked a batter, and he faced 7 overall. The Senators down to their final 3 outs on this Friday night, trailing in the ballgame 6-5, a game in which they led 3-0 into the bottom of the 4th inning, but New Hampshire with 5 runs in the 7th, and they turned around a 3-1 deficit, made it a 6-3 game. Harrisburg got 2 back in the 8th on the 2-run home run by C.J. Stubbs, and now here in the 9th, looking for at least one. J.T. Arruda leads off, switch hitter batting right-handed, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. So the Staffler call to the bullpen sees Jimmy Burnett out on the mound. Over at third, McAdoo even with the bag and guarding the line. The 1-0-1 is right down the middle, and JT clearly not looking for that pitch, and the count is 0-2. And Del Pena waiting on deck, the ninth place hitter, and then Daylen Lyle, the top of the order. 0-2 to Arruda. The 0-2 pitch, check swing, they'll appeal, and he did not go around, 1-2. They're using, trying some technology on those. I don't know if it's in AAA or the Florida State League. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball low, 2-2. You can appeal that by using the technology. I'm not sure how many times you can do it. It's not happening here, and frankly, I haven't paid that much attention to it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and the 2-2 is popped up, foul, and out of play off to the right. JT doubled back in the 2nd and then scored. Hit a fly ball to center, 106 miles an hour that was caught, and he walked leading off the 7th inning, but was left stranded at 2nd base. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the 9th inning as he leads off, 6-5 New Hampshire. The clock runs out, but no ball called, and now the ball is called. and it is 3-2. JT stepped down to the box when he saw it go to zero, and it was at zero for a while. And finally, the home plate umpire, Josiah Shepherd, called it. Here is the 3-2 swing and a miss at ball four. JT went after a breaking ball down and in. One away, and he is upset at himself. One out, and here is Vandel Pena. He's 0 for 3. Senators really needing a base runner to put in any kind of pressure on Jimmy Burnett here. One out in the ninth inning. First pitch is rolled off the foot of Pena to third base. The count is 0-1 on the foul ball, and he is in a fair amount of pain as that ball hit off his left foot. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 strike, and it's 0-2. With one out. Burnett ready, and here's the 0-2 to Pena. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the first two batters. And just like that, here in the ninth, the Senators are down to their final out, and it is Dalen Lyle. Lyle tonight is 1 for 4. He reached on an error in the first and then scored. Drove in a run in the second. He has hit a fly ball to right and a fly ball to left. Two down, nobody on, ninth inning. Dalen Lyle waits. Burnett, the left-hander, ready and delivers. Breaking ball, strike, and the count is 0-1. No balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, one ball and one strike. Dante Williams would love an opportunity, and then Carlos De La Cruz down there as well. One ball, one strike, two outs. 6-5 New Hampshire, ninth inning. Burnett sets and deals. Breaking ball misses in, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 fouled off back to the screen. A breaking ball. And Burnett is a strike away from ending the ball game and making quick work here in the ninth inning of the Senators. The 2-2, swing and a miss. He strikes out the side in the ninth inning. Ball game is over. The Senators drop a tough one tonight. An early 3-0 lead goes away, and they fall 6-5 to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Well, the Senators have won a game when they've led or trailed 3-0. Tonight, the first time that they have blown a 3-run lead. And that is a bitter pill to swallow, especially as well as Seth Schumann threw the ball tonight, allowing just one run through six innings of work. But a pair of home runs in the seventh for New Hampshire. Two-run home run off the bat of Jace Borfin. And then a 3-run home run off the bat of Josh Rivera, and New Hampshire has a 6-5 win. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow, a 4:05 start, 3:50 airtime. Game 5 of this 6-game series tomorrow night. For now, that's it for the broadcast, and that's it for me. When the postgame show continues, you'll have Kobe Martin in the studio. And he'll take you the rest of the way with a look at the Eastern League and the Major League scoreboards and a recap of this one. All that is next on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. All right, Kobe, good luck.